As early voting got underway for the August 26th primary, the Florida legislature passed new congressional districts on nearly party-line votes in the House and the Senate on Monday. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the map now goes back to the courts.
It was a scene not unlike when lawmakers passed a congressional map 2 years ago. Republicans taking a victory lap at the State House for following the anti-gerrymandering Fair Districts amendments that voters approved in 2010. Among them, House Speaker Will Weatherford and Senate President Don Gates.
Mr. President, I thought today was a great day for Florida. In a very short period of time, we showed that we were capable of coming together and responding to the court's order.
I certainly hope that litigation time is over and that fair voting time has started.
The House voted 71-38 to approve the map, SB 2A, and the Senate followed suit 25-12. The special session was called after Leon County Circuit Judge Terry Lewis struck down two congressional districts, 5 and 10, that he said were drawn to boost the GOP's chances at the ballot box.
I'm pleased that we were able to balance the Fair Districts amendments and the mandates of those amendments with the requirements of the Federal Voting Rights Act to make sure that we could preserve and protect the ability of minorities to elect candidates of their choice, and I think that the result has been good.
Speaker Weatherford says approval of the new map on Monday ensures that the legislature will make Friday's deadline to have it on Judge Lewis's desk with time to spare.
We took our medicine, so to speak, and said, we'll come back and draw those two districts differently that you had a problem with. He then said he wanted us to come and do a special session, do it now. We've complied with that, and so we've shown a lot of compliance with the court. What they're going to do next is probably anyone's guess, but I do think that Judge Lewis made rational requests of the legislature. The legislature has met those requests.
They were in charge. They knew what was going on. They tried to hide it. They got caught with their hands in the cookie jar. They did some marginal repair, and they think that means, okay, all is well. And I don't think that it is.
Democrats, including House Minority Leader Perry Thurston, argued that the process this time was no better than it was 2 years ago. A process, Judge Lewis said, was corrupted by the influence of political consultants, despite the efforts of some legislative leaders to follow the amendments.
I don't read this opinion like, oh, look, we got 25 out of 27 right. I read this opinion to say there may be some problems with the other Senate map. There may be some problems with the other things. You know, I know the personality of the people who were in charge back then. There's no operatives doing this by themselves with the leadership that we had back in 2010.
The Senate earlier voted by the same 25-12 margin to reject a proposal by Senator Darren Soto, an Orlando Democrat, which would have made substantial changes. Thurston says the special session and its $300,000 price tag could have been avoided.
Because if they had abided by the Constitution, we would never have to be here. So now that we've come and they've had a bill that is marginally different, they want to brag about what we've done at the expense of the taxpayers. This is a shameful day that we had to come and do this. Hopefully we got a little better, but quite frankly, the fact that a judge says that you've manipulated the system is not something to be proud of.
Judge Terry Lewis is expected to hold a hearing next week on whether to approve the changes, and if so, whether to hold a special election in districts that would be affected by the plan. Republicans, including Senate President Don Gates, maintain that it's too late to change the date of the primary and general elections for Congress.
We have 65,000 or so ballots in the hands of our overseas deployed military, 1.2 million ballots in the hands of absentee voters, and to in any way leave those voters with the belief that their votes won't be counted or will be some discounted, I think would be a disservice.
Gates left open the possibility that the legislature could appeal if Lewis delays the regularly scheduled elections on August 26th and November 4th. And he also predicts that the map's critics would continue fighting.
The plaintiffs tried to get 10 of 27 districts invalidated. They were unsuccessful in the court. They were only successful in getting two of the districts required to be redrawn. I would expect that the plaintiffs won't be happy until they can win in the courts what they always lose on election day.
One of the plaintiffs is the nonpartisan League of Women Voters. President Deidre McNabb said in a statement that they do not believe the map complies with the court order or the Fair Districts Amendment. The League plans to urge Judge Lewis to adopt what it calls a constitutionally compliant map for the 2014 elections. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.